Absolutely.
Put a small one behind you, and we have fucking.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
That's not a bad idea. We just put a little tiny one.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the accounts payable. That would be cycle date 422 through 426. Total warrants approved, $467,017.60, noting that the county manager has reviewed and approved such.
Second.
Discussion.
Items of note, Dad?
Items of note, yes. As well.
There you go.
Both.
I have a few items for your attention. First, payment to OAG Aviation Worldwide. This is for Yampa Valley Regional Airport. And the fourth quarter payment of 2018 for the weather view displays for flight tracking at the airport. So quarterly, we're paying $3,286.28. We also have distribution of our dedicated and mill levies, developmental disabilities, and the Museum and Heritage Fund mills. You go to Horizons for the developmental disability, then Hayden Heritage Center, Historic Ralph County, Hans Peak Historical Society, Historical Society of Oak Creek and Pittsburgh, Tread of Pioneers, and Yapa-Ejiria Historical Society in South Walton. Also have payments to Lawan and Associates. This is for IT Capital, from the IT Capital Pool, and this is for the CLEF Network Equipment and Support, $44,517.96. Lawan and Associates were contracted by the city and county to perform that work at the CLEF. Also have a payment to Lawan from our IT budget, and this is a SmartNet license renewal. $4,349, so that's an annual renewal. We have a payment to JVation Inc. This is from the YVRA budget. This is for Hayden AI, Yampa Valley Regional Airport, AIP 44-8 from December 2019, and work they did for engineering on the apron expansion and rehabilitation. Then payment to Northwest Colorado Broadband, just for your information, $15,000 from the IT budget, and that was the NCB payment to cover the NCB payment to Northwest Cog for the Thor project, so that's Thor Capital. Then payment to Hannah Mechanical. This is for my YVRA Capital and is a down payment on AC replacement at the passenger terminal, and the down payment $4,214.66. Any other questions?
No questions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So yesterday we had an update from the county manager, from legal, and from the treasurer. That's it.
Did we, are we okay with consent agenda item C, or did we feel the need to pull it?
I think we need to pull it for some discussion.
Okay. So, Madam.
I'd also like to pull item B.
D?
B.
B.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Madam Chair, I would move to approve consent agenda items A, D, and E.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So let's, agenda item B, I requested to pull that just because I wanted to give you guys some information that Stephanie and I have been talking about with regards to this funding source. So the Templehoyne Buell grant is used to support the best practices program, which is that participating providers have a couple of best practices that they have to meet, and then there's a list of funding opportunities. And Stephanie requested that we revise that list of funding opportunities to include up to $5,000 for startup expenses for infant and toddler care facilities. And so that doesn't change the grant at all, but I just wanted to let you know that this funding source is going to be able to be used for that purpose, which I thought you might want to know and is exciting to me.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, then, Madam Chair, I would move to approve Consent Agenda Item B.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And so then agenda item, oh, I'm sorry, Chris, I can sign your thing so you don't have to keep sitting here.
Okay.
She's excited.
She just wants to hear it. So that would be number 14 for that.
14.
014. P014.
Okay.
And
by the way, I think Chris Middledorf is going to be bringing JT Romanski by 10:45 during our public comment time.
Awesome.
Huh?
Awesome. It's great.
I guess I'm just trying to decide what to write on here for the resolution title. Just a short
minor amendment to PUD.
Okay. May tomorrow.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, so we can take a look at agenda item C, which is the authorization for the All Crimes Enforcement Team to submit a grant application to DOLA for the Gray and Black Market Marijuana Enforcement Grant Program. Tom, I think you had some
additional information.
Mm-hmm.
I did. From your questions that were presented during our work session yesterday, you asked about, what the funds were going to be used for, and then why we didn't have a copy of the grant application. And also, there was no memo from the Grant Review Committee. And the latter was completely my fault. The Grant Review Committee did meet with Sheriff Wiggins and Commander Carlson of the All Crime Enforcement Task Force, and learned about the grant application. And if I had completed my memo right after that meeting, you'd have known that the amount of funds at maximum would be $15,000. Well, that's what they're anticipating, is $15,000. But with the funds are with the Department of Local Affairs, and evidently everybody applies, and depending upon the number of applications that come in, they divvy up the funds, and it can be as much as $15,000. The funds do have to be used
by our up to $15,000 for our size of the county. Is that what that was?
Yes, by population.
Or our size of drug dealing or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, are we aware of, or was there in the grant application some kind of description of the state of the black or gray and black?
I mean, how much money's there?
No, just how much of a problem is this in Route County?
No, there wasn't. No information.
There wasn't any information about that.
I mean, that's been, marijuana.
So we still haven't actually seen. Did we see the grant application?
No,
we don't have the completed grant application. All we have is a copy of the blank grant application.
Yeah, I know that. I read it twice. Yeah, I'm quite
it's
familiar
really
interesting.
With it.
So the funds. Then your other question was about the use of the funds.
Mm-hmm.
And the funds, as it sets in the stipulated in the grant application, have to be used for activities related to investigations, arrest, or even prosecution of crimes related to black and gray and black marijuana market. It's basically illegal marijuana activity. So it had to be used for that. The email that I got from Commander Carlson is that the funds will be used for equipment purchases. They can be used for personnel costs, but since the monies are coming to Rock County and personnel costs could be activity could be between Moffitt and Rock County Sheriff and Commander stipulated to the Grant Review Committee that they would not use the funds for any personnel costs. It would only be for equipment. They also stipulated, I don't know whether they would, but he said the funds could be used since they evidently just come to us in a lump sum, I believe, and they can be used to replenish the assets by fund and money that they use to buy marijuana under some investigation. Eric Knaus, of course, he's on the Grant Review Committee, and I asked him whether he had seen a grant agreement, and he had not. That evidently a grant agreement won't be provided to us until we actually get the funds. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure how new this is, because I'm sure that other local governments have applied for these over the...
It's second year.
Second year, yeah.
That was statutorily approved, yeah.
That's right. So we don't have a grant agreement that the attorney was able to look at, but he stated he didn't have any concern before because the uses and everything else in administration are statutory. So all you got to do is follow the statute, so they shouldn't be too onerous to administer the grant application.
I kind of begs the question for me why they even bother with a grant process. Why don't they just distribute the money and be done with it?
That's a good question.
Accountability. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if you don't have some type of grant, I mean, we're not having accountability here either.
Yeah.
By the way, so just, you know.
I do have a question. In the communication form, it says request that the approval be noted 3/21/19. So it's already been submitted over a month ago?
Actually, it was, I didn't think it was a month ago. I thought it was yesterday.
Well, it says March.
It says March.
21st. Maybe they meant April 21st, but that, okay. So.
Well, I guess in that effect would be if we chose not to approve it, then that grant request would be withdrawn.
And that's the other end of it. Once the grant agreement comes through, you don't have to accept it.
Got it.
So the other thing, and just so we make sure we're aware of too, we're not authorizing any more money out of the budget, the sheriff's budget, for any of this thing.
There's no
other
matching.
Than what's already approved.
No matching funds.
Well, I guess if there is matching funds, it comes out of the funds that he already has in his operation
budget.
Yeah, it would
budget. Need to, yeah.
So we don't, you know, and I'm fine with that, just so we recognize that.
So in order for him to spend that $15,000, does that require a supplemental budget?
It will, yes. You know, the another...
For him, probably.
For
will,
the sheriff.
Yeah. I mean, because otherwise it would come out of his, yeah.
Right.
So he wouldn't want to have that happen,
right?
So
and this printout of the grant application that I received yesterday has a said filed on April 29, 2019.
So I don't know why they're requesting the approval be dated. Maybe they meant 4/21, which
maybe.
At least would be before the 4/29 date. But
I guess
I. Would like to, I'm okay with approving this, but I would like to hear from the sheriff's office just what I'd like to understand what the concerns are in Rock County as far as the gray and black marijuana
market.
I mean, I just would be interested
so
to know.
For reference, I mean, there has been some stuff going on. In particular, there was a situation that was adjacent to my property
mm-hmm.
where there was supposedly a medical marijuana grow operation that was taking place, but the volume that was taking place there far exceeded what they were entitled to under the medical marijuana law. And
we also know the stagecoach, the murder ended up being, you know, that was
related to that.
Truly is a gray market that's coming out of the medical marijuana grow thing.
And I understand that. I just would like to hear from him and from his perspective what that looks like and what the concerns
are. Well, and I would like to, too, because at the time that that situation was taking place in Yampa, the sheriff at that time made a determination that there was nothing that he could do about that
mm-hmm.
because he didn't have enough information to develop probable cause to go in. And he expressed some frustration with that law that allowed the medical grow facilities and made it really difficult for them to monitor that. So I think that's a legitimate question to ask, for sure.
Will you direct that to him, Tom?
I will.
Okay. And then I think just in general, if we're approving a grant, we want to see it. That seems pretty straightforward, but let's just go ahead and state that.
All right. Madam Chair, I would move to approve consent agenda item C.
Second.
Any other discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
We'll open public comment. Come on up.
Good to see you, Chris.
Good.
Yeah. Good to see you again, JT.
Nice to see you, Chris. Yeah, no problem.
JT,
how are you? Nice to see you again.
Hi, that's awesome. Nice to meet you.
Nice to see you.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for being here, yeah.
Absolutely.
We'll be short. JT's in town on a lot of different business matters. We thought we'd just stop in and say hello. And for those
would you just, introduce
JT.
Yourself?
Yeah, JT Romanski. I'm the Northwest Regional Manager for Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Nice to meet you, Commissioner.
Thank
you. Anytime I can get into a town and meet the commissioners or meet with them and just have a conversation, that's what the goal was. So as Chris said, we've got a bunch of other things going on up here, and I just wanted to come in and just say hello and meet you and just allow you guys an opportunity to if there's anything on your minds at all. And there's a lot going on from a parks and wildlife perspective, from chronic wasting disease issues to fisheries issues to wolf things that are out there and everything in between. So on the parks, we've got fee increases going on right now, which has been a very interesting moment for us, and then also stuff on the parks going on as well. So I just wanted to come and say hi.
I had the opportunity to sit next to him at the Club 20 Awards banquet. JT got what was your award?
Thank you for that. The Johnson Theos Bridge Builder Award.
Right.
Yeah, that was
very
congratulations.
Awesome. That's a pretty big award for sure. That's really neat.
Yeah, it was. That was a great thing. So, yeah.
So for the Johnson Theos was we had two very diverse type of individuals working together to bring together the Western Colorado issues.
So, great.
I mean, radical right, radical left, and, just coming together to make Western Colorado better. So congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah, and I think, a lot of that is just trying to build relationships and partnerships, which, that's not my doing. That's the doing of all of us that live in Northwest Colorado. And I've got 11 counties up here, and the sage-grouse issues have been a pretty monumental effort on behalf of the counties and AG&C and Club 20 and everybody that's been involved in that. So, things are good with us. We love this weather that we're getting right now.
Yeah.
It's great.
Absolutely.
Compared to last year and seeing the Yampa being on call
you
for the first
time. You almost see dollar
ever.
Signs rolling down. Roll down the river. They're not only rolling down the river, but they're falling from the sky. You see like pitties. Every year there's a pity falling from the sky.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt.
No complaints about that.
Yeah. Not at all.
Maybe a few rides, but we can.
So don't flood too bad down at my place.
Right.
We're all good.
Right.
Yeah.
So you higher ground.
So I got to mention to JT when we were sitting there at dinner about our monthly breakfast that Chris has kind of picked up the ball on since Chad Stewart left. And so Chris has been the organizer of it again and was just explaining to JT what a useful informal meeting that is, and I think that falls in line with what you're talking about, developing relationships. And so Chris has done a great job of reaching out and being a part of that relationship building, so that when times get tough, it's good to have a face.
Absolutely.
to the people you're dealing with, even if you're disagreeing with them, at least you can talk to them. So that's good.
Yeah, for sure. That's the ultimate goal, right, is so that there's no surprises at the end of the day and there's always a face and a phone number and somebody that we can reach out to and just bring the transparency to the table and make sure that we're moving forward as partners. So we want to make sure we're credible and relevant. And I think in Rauch County, Colorado Parks and Wildlife has a huge kind of footprint here anyways with some of the most incredible state parks you guys have up here. And a lot of issues, and so we just want to make sure that we're there for you guys, and we're having those conversations and moving things forward. So,
and also at that dinner, I mentioned to JT that historically CPW has had great credibility with the Rauch County Commissioners, and we've relied upon the advice that we get when we have land use proposals. We almost always accept your recommendations and include those in conditions of approval for land use items, and I think don't see any reason for that not to continue.
Well, we appreciate that. I mean, that's always been, to be honest and blunt, I mean, that's a struggle for everybody, I think. You know, we're not a regulatory agency, so hopefully you will never see something from us that is like, you know, do not do this, but, you know, rather, you know, it's private property or whatever the case may be, and how can we do it to ameliorate some of those issues or potential impacts for wildlife? And so hopefully we're creative and we're working with you guys and your planning department, and there's kind of a mutual understanding of how those things go along. But ultimately, yeah, we're trying to benefit wildlife and make sure that economic development is still intact too. So it's tough. Those things are
they're not always so and we're finding out firsthand, and Chris has been a great advocate of that, trying to, you know, make sure that wildlife's not forgotten on behalf of outdoor recreation. So,
oh yeah,
and the balance for sure.
Yeah.
We had the capstone class from the sustainability studies at CMC here presenting yesterday. Do you ever interact or work with them at all here?
With CMC, we do.
Yeah. There just were a couple interesting projects related to wildlife.
There
one
really
was,
were.
Good. One was looking at moose in the ski area.
So that gal, she's been working with Forest Service
and
us,
that's right.
Helped take over working on the moose management plan that we started about 2.5 years ago with our collared animals, also looking at harvest on the mountain, how to reduce conflicts, and then, of course, communication plans with the ski area so that, you know, they know when to call us and when we need to get up there if we have a problem during the winter, which this year was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
It's coming along well.
Yeah, it was interesting. So Commissioner Ron and I both listened in on those presentations, and they're doing some good work. And I think their goal is to try to keep people in the community. So having those connections with you all is good.
Excellent.
And positive for sure.
Is there anything else?
I appreciate the professional aspect that you guys bring to the equation too.
Yeah.
All the time. So, you know, and again, I don't know anything else. So yeah. So I just see in the paper this morning where the electorate thinks that they're more educated than you guys are, and that we're going to start introducing wolves again. So let's bring up another one of those conversations. So it's great. I think it's just fine. Just so we introduce them down there at the I-70, I-25 corridor, and then we make sure Fluffy's available down there.
Yeah, I mean,
tell us what you really think, Doug.
I think I just did.
There's so much complexity there that you can't remove your wildlife experts from the table when you have those conversations.
Yeah. It's just beyond
that's,
me.
We've
done this before in Colorado. I'm in Amendment 14, and I know our bear problems isn't because of Amendment 14, but it didn't help things either. So I mean, so and I was here then and remember that quite well. So anyhow, I took you out. You were.
No, you're fine.
I think I can speak for my fellow commissioners that we're supportive of data and facts and science, and we'd probably continue to listen to you guys as long as that's what you're giving us.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that for sure.
And, you know, I guess back in, I'll take off Commissioner Corrigan's, and he was the lead on the sage-grouse because they're really in his backyard up there in South Route.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that.
So, I am trainable. But anyhow, so I mean, they're in his backyard, and we want to take care of those things just like everybody else does, and want to do the best thing that we can do for all those things. So,
speaking of which, will Libby give us some kind of an update in South Route later?
She will. So if things were delayed this year due to the weather.
Okay.
Things being snowed in North Park, also up in South Route.
Yep.
But they are moving birds.
Okay.
So we'll do another update with that as well.
That'd be great. That was really, I think that really meant a lot to the people that live in South Route. When Libby and the crew, you weren't there, but I know that CPW had a pretty heavy presence. It must have been 4 or 5 people that came and updated everybody at the Ladies' Aid Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that the folks that live in that area really appreciate just hearing straight from CPW's experts, scientists, about exactly what's happening. Whether or not they agree with the effort, I think they still appreciate it, you know, getting the information.
And you guys know Libby very well. I mean, she's been here for several decades.
Yeah.
And so she's pretty credible with our public.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are so many other things that are on the plate. I know public comments almost open. We'll get up and leave. But if anything comes up with your constituents or others that you want to discuss with me, let me know. Obviously, I do think wolves are going to be a conversation topic that we probably ought to sit down and have a conversation about, start feeling out Ralph County and what's going on with our private landowners, our ranchers, our community, and, of course, recreation.
Absolutely.
We're trying to share a little more information on oil and gas development. You saw the letter that JT had signed. I did get your email saying no need for an explanation on it.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're here to work for you, so let us know what you need.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Good. Absolutely.
Yeah,
nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you, Chris.
Great, guys. Thanks,
thank
JT.
You.
Take it
easy.
Thanks, Chris.
Have a good day.
Is that guy here for public comment? Are you here for public comment, sir?
Hey, Bob.
I am. I'm a little late, though.
You're fine. We can squeeze you in. Come on up.
Bobby, in that case, I'm coming.
You're right on time is what it is, Bob.
I thought it was a quarter of the hour.
It is, but, you know, we
Beth,
can make time.
I didn't know you. I'm Bob Gere.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, Bob.
My pleasure.
Thanks for coming.
You're about as short as I am, aren't
you? I'm even wearing heels today, oh. So.
Anyway.
Bob.
We have some potholes at 14 and the entrance to Treehouse. We had them last year, and boy, I came in one day and they were filled that same day. But there are significant potholes there today.
Yeah.
And I realize today is not a filling day. I understand that.
Yeah, I noticed that yesterday when I
did you?
Came down River Road. There was also, I saw that a Native excavating was out there opening up a culvert. There was a water spilling out from that bar ditch. There was a jammed culvert, not underneath the entrance to Treehouse, but the next entrance into Treehouse to the south.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't noticed that.
And that was, yeah, I was glad to see that they were out there fixing it before it destroyed our road. So.
Absolutely. So, but I just came in to talk about potholes.
Thank you.
Although I still do have a little piece of land that the county does need to own. It's still for sale. And Beth may not know what I'm talking about, but everybody else does.
Yeah.
And I'll fill you in at some point.
That sounds great. Thank you very much. And we'll note that to Road and Bridge.
So, we're going to see, we're going to get an update from our Public Works Director here at 11:15. So we'll let him know of your concerns.
Thank you.
You bet.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Nice to see you.
So you wintered all right?
And I just got back here last week.
I figured,
in order to see spring.
There you go.
Well, you're seeing it.
You did really well. You brought in some good rain.
You know, some places they have flowers kind of announces the arrival of springtime. We have potholes here. Or little road flowers.
Actually, I saw some daffodils blooming this morning. I was out in Treehouse earlier. On Steamboat, too, I mean. I saw some daffodils out there.
Absolutely.
Did your wife get to Arizona this winter?
Say what?
Did your wife get to Arizona this winter?
Yeah, I had to take her down there. I took snow down to them. That was the snowstorm. It was down 40 inches of snow down in Flagstaff. When I went through there, yeah, I'm complimentary of all that.
The baseball game I went to that day got rained out.
Yeah.
Good to see you all.
Yes, you too. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm kind of a more seasoned guy here than anybody else in the room. I know that. But that's because I've been here longer than you are old. I know that, too.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Come on up. Are you coming, Julie, or no?
Yes, thank you.
She's just here for support.
Okay, moral support. Sounds good.
We got two items. Does it matter which one?
Let's just go in order of the agenda so the radio remote consoles are first.
All right. So have the commissioners had time to review the agenda packet completely? I'm trying to figure out exactly how much detail I need to go into about the issue here so you understand what's going on. So
I'm just trying to give a brief overview
of kind of the history and how we got to where we are. I'm going to hand you these three sheets. They did not get included in our agenda packet, and that's on me. But it's really for kind of show and tell to get a point across about what we're doing here and why we're doing it.
We love graphic presentations.
Okay, so last year when the budget cycle started, we submitted a couple of, I'm going to call them proposals or budget requests. One of them was for additional fixed
radio equipment to be at our two new consoles in the new comm center. One of the options was remote positions only, remote equipment only that would be used outside of the comm center. And another third option was a combination of some fixed equipment and some remote equipment. And through the process, at the end of the budget process, what the commissioners approved was the remote option. And it was an oversight on my part, oversight on Motorola Solutions' part. The intent there was to utilize these laptops with all the equipment in a semi-permanent installation so that we could put the laptops in a docking station and all of the components and accessories would be there. Or if we needed to leave, we could grab the computers and go, and all of the wired infrastructure would be in place. Well, that's the part that we missed. The components or the wired infrastructure that will make it a, I'm going to call it a semi-permanent installation at those positions. So what you see on the, so the laptop, that's sort of just a view of what the laptop looks like. And then to the left of that is sort of an overview of all of the pieces and parts that we're talking about. And this device in the middle is called an audio interface module, and that's the most expensive part. That's where everything connects and makes everything come together and operate properly. So in addition to that, on the quote for Motorola Solutions, we have a couple of desktop speakers for each position, two audio interface modules, and like I said, those are the most expensive part of the whole deal, desktop gooseneck microphone headset jacks, and then foot pedals, so the dispatchers will be able to use their headsets, use the foot pedal to talk on the radio and that sort of thing while they're at those positions. So those components all together for those two positions on the NASPO Value Point state contract add up to $45,28.80. So that's what we're asking for approval for today. What I'm asking for is an approval to allow the county manager to electronically sign the change order to Motorola Solutions for the purchase of this ancillary equipment necessary to complete the integration of the Motorola radio console dispatch stations in the amount of $45,28.80. I'm happy to answer any questions. Like I said, that's really just kind of a brief overview of kind of where we got to where we are. And like I said, it was a oversight on my part of Motorola Solutions together to not include this in our original quote that you guys approved a month or so ago.
So the short story is, in order to make those additional two workstations operable, you pretty much have to have this inside of the building.
Correct, correct. So you have two purposes. You have inside the network infrastructure in the building, and you have outside the network infrastructure, which is really the way Motorola designed these to be used, but we're doing something a little different than their norm and using them in a docking station with the other equipment that's going to be permanent. So that's our request. It'll be fully usable. This interface device will allow it to be interfaced with our telephone system, so the dispatcher will have one headset using both radio, just like they're sitting at one of the other fixed positions. So, yes, this equipment, these components really are needed to fully utilize it like our intent is.
Okay, so where's the money coming from? So is the money coming? Money's coming out of the pool, the communications pool. Was it budgeted in the communication? And I'm fine with the project, and I understand that we're that this – you already said this was an oversight we shouldn't need in effect. And
yes.
So is it a replacement of something, or is this a new and addition?
So this is an addition.
Okay.
We don't have any equipment that this is replacing. This is additional equipment
for
the two new workstations inside the dispatch center, yes.
Okay.
So
and so then it will be added into the pool for the replacement thereof for the next time when it comes back up again.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct. Yes, and I apologize. I don't have the numbers from what we originally budgeted. And then if you remember, we did a package deal with Motorola Solutions for handheld radios last time. And I apologize. I can't remember off the top of my head what the – was roughly a $21,000 saving. So we're gonna net about $16,000 instead of $21,000 out of that savings if you add this together with that. That's how I viewed it. I may I'm not an accountant, but
no, and we understand. During our budget the last time when we went through all this stuff, we actually, and Strinad felt very good about the tying together of all the communication
right.
infrastructure
right.
that we all have out there, and then what we thought we had an $800,000 windfall.
Yeah,
that kind of evaporated. Yeah, slowly. I don't know.
I think the cliff may have pulled played a little role in that.
Yeah, but the good news is that we have a really robust communication system. I mean, everything that we need, we now have.
I feel like that's accounted
for in the pool for the long term. I mean, we're in a much better place.
We're going to be set for years, in my view, without any significant capital expenses. So, you know, 5 years at least without having to do anything significant. So probably longer in reality.
I'm good.
Yeah. Thank you for all the detail. I mean,
she likes details.
Well, that's one of my problems is sometimes I get bogged down in the details because I'm so intimately familiar with the project. Yeah. And
well, we appreciate that you are. And we like to filter off some of the little bit of it, you know,
right.
so that we can get enough basic understanding so we understand what you're doing. So,
yeah.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the change order and authorize the county manager to electronically sign the change order to Motorola Solutions Incorporated for the purchase of the ancillary parts and equipment necessary for the complete integration of the Motorola radio console remote dispatch stations in the amount of $4,528.80.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Thank you.
I believe because I'm the project manager and have department head privileges, I can sign off on this. It didn't show up in your queue. So when I approved it, it's just there. But we're here getting official approval. So.
The document that Jason gave you.
Can she have it?
I don't have it.
Yeah. I apologize for not uploading that with
it's
our original. I sort of did that at the last minute.
So why don't we have a... I don't know. If you want, we could just have authorize your signature on it. Approval
of it. Can you change the amendment to do that? I mean, your motion to do that?
Can you amend the motion?
Yeah, a friendly amendment, then, if we could.
Second.
Yeah, to allow Jason to sign that.
And I didn't realize that until just now when Julie told me.
Oh, that's fine.
Sorry, we can vote on that amendment.
Yeah,
all in favor?
Aye.
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 And we just take out another question or process.
Yeah.
We're good.
All right, so let's talk about Kevin's new radio.
Replacement.
Kevin.
It's the new radio for the airport that Kevin will be using. It's not his radio.
No, I don't know. It's for his vehicle. That's what I read.
You never had a radio in your vehicle?
This is a new vehicle. It doesn't
new vehicle. We're not releasing the old vehicle. And a different type of radio.
You're going to keep the old radio? Okay.
Go ahead, Jason.
So, just a little background. We've gone through our procedures and had necessary personnel sign a supplemental budget, which is what was required according to accounting. So, last year, Kevin, through his capital request, a vehicle was budgeted for his use. And included in that, they lumped together the cost of the radio to be included in that. So we did. The communications department didn't get a request to include a radio in our budget for our budget process and approval.
Because it was originally planned on being a switch in from one vehicle to the other.
Well, I'll let Kevin speak to that. If that's
no, we budgeted for two radios, and a light bar. So all the accessories. So we budgeted all that for the vehicle. I think the breakdown is just who buys it. If it's one of the radios we bought, one of the radios is a pool radio, and that communication broke down between our two departments. And, so it's budgeted. I think whatever is paid out of the pool to buy this radio will then be charged back to us, and we've budgeted for it.
That's my understanding, according to accounting, is a transfer of funds from their budgeted amount over to our department to purchase the radio and manage the radio long term.
So it's not an increase of funding, it's a transfer of funds that we're looking at.
Correct.
Okay.
Which
that's my understanding.
Which was originally budgeted.
In the end budget,
where it comes out of.
Right, and that funding source, accounting has that as the YVRA fund balance. That, my understanding is that'll be transferred over to the communications pool.
So I guess we don't need to authorize the purchase, do we? We just need to authorize the budget change because it's under that $20,000.
Well, it's not budget. It wasn't budgeted, so you need to authorize.
But it was budgeted by Kevin.
Not out of this pool.
It was budgeted out of.
There's a transaction. There's a transaction of transferring of funds from one budget to another budget, and then the expenditure out of the comp pool budget.
Okay. I'm not totally convinced, but it's not a problem for us.
It's just a technical item to keep extremely happy. That's and keep the radio where it belongs in the proper pool.
Right. So what we're doing, essentially, the radio is it's a multi-band radio. It has 800 megahertz and VHF capability in one radio. Because we didn't have another radio to actually put in his vehicle, we felt like that was the most reasonable thing to do. So he'll have the ability to talk with his airport operations, with emergency responders, and with any federal partners that are in the VHF band if we have backup needs or whatever.
And it gives me range. So, as an example, as I was going home Friday night, we had our United flight got struck by lightning in the air.
Ouch.
Whoa.
It was, I wouldn't say critical because they landed safely, but it could have been critical that I was looped in quickly. And so from 22 miles away, I will have a better ability to do that, or if something bad happens at the airport, I'll be able to communicate on my way in. It's a 40-minute drive. So, or if one of these things happens off airport, we're called out to respond.
Haven't you all along had two separate radios?
Two radios, but not the multi-band radio.
Yeah, Kevin's vehicle right now, does your vehicle right now have two radios or just the one? Okay.
So with those two radios, you still have that capability. It's just going to be more convenient to have it in the one multi-band
radio. Well, I'll essentially have three radios now. Right?
Yeah, the aircraft radio as well.
Oh, so, okay.
This will give me the ability to go to something that gives me more range on the emergency frequency, which I don't have to.
Sounds like a good thing.
So I just want to clarify the motion that we're making here because the recommended action is just the approval of the purchase order. But my understanding is that we're also approving the transfer of funds. Am I correct about that?
Supplemental budget.
Supplemental budget. That is correct.
So are we? We need to approve both?
Well, we don't have a supplemental budget in front of us. To
yeah, we do.
Do.
Yeah,
it's included in the packet, and it's right here.
Yeah, I've got the original here. With all of
so we need to approve both of those items. Is that correct?
So that, and who's signing it? Or do you? Could,
this says
or do you
the county
wanna,
manager.
That's
but,
what I was asking.
Yeah. Okay, got it. Who signs
are you
this?
Able to sign this?
So the purchase. So we can do the purchase order, but the county manager will get it because it's over $5,000. Is my understanding, he will get the purchase order and need to sign it. Is that right, Julie? Or is it $20,000 is the cutoff? Okay.
So Jason can sign it.
I apologize.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Another detail that I missed.
Well, that's why I was asking. So I mean,
we didn't know either.
With approval, I'm happy to sign it if it will allow me to do that without it going to the county manager. So yes, and I have the supplemental budget packet signed by everybody except you guys.
So, Madam, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I move that we approve the state bid purchase and authorize the communication director to electronically sign the purchase order to Motorola Solutions Inc. for the purchase of one. Mobile dual band radio in the amount of $5,499.99, which will be installed in the Yampa Valley Regional Airport Director's vehicle, and also authorize two of the commissioners' signature on that supplemental budget request form.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks.
I think as many times as I've done this in the last 6 months, I get the verbiage correctly about who needs to sign.
That's all right. We changed the rules in the metal, and I'm sure we do.
Okay.
We just do it for fun, just to keep you guessing.
Just to keep us on our toes.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thank you, guys.
No problem.
No offense, but I hope I don't see you for anything but a monthly update.
Oh, it's all
whatever.
Right. We're good.
Everything still good and good on your project out there?
Things are moving along really well. Chris and I were over this morning.
No hiccups coming around?
They're moving along expeditiously. So
it's probably rolling
a lot of, they're doing a lot of work right now down in our server room. Fiber terminations and electrical stuff and tidying that up. So
wow.
It looks good.
Yeah.
We're pleased. Thank you.
I wouldn't want to be there.
I need to grab my PowerPoint.
Morning.
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 For a couple of comments this morning, we had a fellow who came in and commented about a pothole that were fixed, but now there's new potholes at the intersection of County Road 14, right there by Treehouse. So, yeah, then he said that fixed some earlier, but now there's a new and bigger one back. So.
Start of spring.
This table got a lot further away from the wall. I can't reach with my.
I don't know. I think
you're
gonna
jump
it
off. Back up.
We can back it up.
Thank you.
You must have really been leaning.
Don't take it personal.
just stay over there.
Fine by me. As long as you just sign this, I'll sit wherever you want.
What happened?
My computer won't reach the power. That's the plug. I don't know why it's almost out of batteries, but it is. Okay, go ahead, Mike.
Good morning, commissioners. I'm here with yet another amendment to our IGA for the Green Truss Bridge. I received this after we signed our last amendment, and I believe I attached the email from CDOT to you guys, but anyway.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, the controller's office won't execute this amendment because it's adding funds and encumbering funds with the same document. And it was a rule that they were made of well after we signed our last one. So they were hoping to get our concurrence. They made some changes to it, and it was reviewed by legal. And essentially, we need to undo the other one and redo this one.
So there's no change in
no change in funding,
like
no addition. I mean, okay. It takes it from our, you know, we'll still have a total of $1.065 million in the grant fund. But because I do the deed of trying to get additional funds after we get the grant approved to us, that it's, I think, messing up the contracts department down in Denver.
But we want to keep those people happy.
Yeah.
Because
I like those funds coming in.
That's a very good
thing. That's good. Let's do that.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Madam Chair, I would move to approve and authorize your signature on the revised IGA between Raub County and the Colorado Department of Transportation for the replacement of the Green Truss Bridge on County Road 67 in the amount of $1,065,638 with a local match of $213,127.60, noting that a supplemental budget will be needed.
Second.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Pouring the second bridge abutment on Thursday.
Nice.
Well, good.
It's moving along down there.
Is it Duckles again?
Moving right along before the South Fork really starts coming up. It's like
I'm sure it's about ready.
Well, I'm sure this weather is pushing that along, right?
Actually, you know, it's a good thing and a bad thing, because when it gets like this, then you don't have the amount of melt-off,
right.
So it sits there longer.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then all of a sudden, when it comes, it just slaps you in the face. And
right.
Says, okay, now we're here.
Exactly.
And then you really get it. So cool weather's good. Not too much cool weather.
Freezing at night is okay.
Yeah, that's all right, too, yeah.
But anyway.
Things are going the way they need to, water-wise. I'm sure it doesn't make your job any easier, but
no,
we need the water.
Yeah, we need.
It's not like he's out there in the middle of the river building forms, you know.
No, but they've got the form stood, but they want to get it poured before the river comes up and is lapping at the at the forms for the concrete. Mm-hmm. So,
it was almost a couple of weeks ago. I mean, I think, well, I'm going to probably, you know, they graded my road and graded all of them. I mean, you guys went out grading roads and everything looking good.
Nicely graded.
And then I'm sitting there going, wow, we're probably going to be in mag chloride season here just in a couple of days here, just pretty soonly. And then all of a sudden, oh, well, maybe not.
Maybe not. Yeah.
No, that's not. I think their kickoff is what, May 22nd? Around May? Somewhere in the second or third week of May. So.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So Did you hear what happened? There was a tractor trailer coming out of Carpenter Ranch like last week or a couple Fridays ago.
Looked like I totally crossed the road, got stuck in the ditch, and had the whole road blocked. And I couldn't even figure out why anybody would have done it.
A tractor trailer? Yeah, semi-tractor?
A semi-tractor with a cargo box on the back. I mean, a full-size one. Looked like he came out of Carpenter. And it's like, oops, we're going to turn it. Put his tractor tires.
Right, straight over the other side.
Wow.
So he must have had his differential lock.
Oh, and couldn't turn.
So that, maybe a lot of things. Man, that happens.
Yeah, there's a certain point you want to go to your brakes.
And that could have happened. That's probably a logical explanation.
That's exactly what's so well. Hey, we're good. And then we pull out, oh, where's the hell's the buttons?
I like that one. I like that better than he was texting.
No, I think it was probably differential lock. Probably was driving the tires at the same exact speed.
Yeah.
Take care.
So, are we Offerman?
Yeah, 1125.
This is Lieutenant Boyle's step in today. He had to be down in Eagle at a meeting, so... Sergeant Little is filing in place.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
So we are here for consideration of the Board of County Commissioners to waive the formal purchasing process and approve the signature of the chair for the professional services agreement and the electronic signature of the county manager on the PO to Thornhill Counseling in the amount of $18,900 for Craig Thornhill. He is a duly licensed therapist in drug rehabilitation for weekly services in the Rout County Jail to support the jail-based behavior services awarded grant. So the background is Lieutenant Boyle heard about this grant through the JBBS and applied for it and received an $85,000 grant.
Which came to us, we did review that.
So you're well aware of the, and Craig Thornhill, I attached his resume with my docs. If you had a chance to look at that, I mean, he has significant experience running the Craig Jail program, and much value to Lieutenant Boyle will be. Provided by him in the scope of work that we wrote up in the contract, he can do the reporting, all the grant requirements, check in with the nurse and the
Mind Springs
counselor that administers the medications, and then have the weekly sessions, one with male, one with female. He's also available should there be a greater need of more than six people. We went and looked at the space, and this is a nice number for the room that they have to hold these sessions in. He's willing to add more. So this contract will go from May 1st through 12/31. And hopefully we'll renew the PSA at the end of, in the beginning of next January. And if the data proves that it's working.
So I think this grant is a great opportunity. Can we find the grant and maybe get that for Derek from when we approved it before? I assume that that's information you would like. Can we just figure out when that was from and, share that? But my recollection is that this is expanding some much needed services at the jail. So
it's like bringing the full circle of the treatment. Drugs alone can't help people stay off, and the recidivism of prisoners coming in and out for the same thing. I really commend Lieutenant Boyle for pursuing this.
And we've heard from him that that's a concern, and so I think it's great that that's being addressed.
Yeah, just the medically aided treatment is not enough.
Exactly.
You have to get to the underlying causes.
I do have a question about this specific contract that is being requested. Can you explain why we're contracting directly
with Mr. Thornhill rather than through Mind Springs. I noted that he works for Mind Springs, so I wasn't clear on.
He's no longer. He has his own Thornhill Counseling LLC, and that's who we're contracting with.
Okay.
It is for his services.
So this is going to be separate and above our contract with Mind Springs.
This is separate.
Should
so,
be.
Yeah, I'm going to follow up on Beth's question, too. So we're the contract is for an hourly base. We pay him for the hours that he provides services.
Correct.
And then I guess the ultimate question, who's tracking measurable outcomes?
He would be providing data to Lieutenant Boyle, and Boyle, he will be tracking that. Yes, and that's also, yeah, that's part of the statement of work that we asked for him. We want data and facts surrounding the success of the program or the failures. You know, where do we need to work on it? You know, as we develop it.
It's going to be pretty small, relatively small, and it's going to be hard to determine. It's not going to give you, but anyhow, some data is better than no data, for sure.
Exactly, and that's also part of the grant requirement, is that we have to provide that information, so there's a multi-factor.
Which Dr. Thornhill is going to be preparing.
Yes, he will be providing it for Lieutenant Boyle, who, you know.
So in the communication form, it lists of the professional services agreement, but we don't have that in our packet.
I attached it in.
Shoot, I don't think it came through. Has legal reviewed that?
Yes, okay. And it's stamped.
Yeah. I mean, I think as long as the attorneys reviewed it, I'm not too concerned. Do you guys have any?
No. Ready for a motion?
Sure.
Madam Chair, I move to waive the formal purchasing process and approve the signature of the chair for a professional service agreement and the electronic signature of the county manager on the PO to Thornhill Counseling LLC in the amount of $18,900 for Craig Thornhill LPC LAC dual licensed weekly services in the Rapid County Jail to support the jail-based behavior services awarded grant.
Second.
Any other discussion? Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you very much.
Derek, do you have any more questions?
That's okay. If I can just follow up with you after we can meet outside.
Yeah, you may be interested to talk to Lieutenant Boyle.
Yeah. Also.